excellent movie adventures.
Hola!
And welcome to another excellent movie adventure podcast. Starring me, Zach, and Thomas.
Hello.
And Pickle.
Shasha.
And yes, this is another rendition of our podcast.
I thought you weren't going to do it. You had me tricked.
That was the whole purpose.
You didn't see that slow pitch lobbed at you?
No, I didn't.
Swing and a miss.
I thought he was going to do it, but then he said episode. And I was like, oh, change up.
It was a change up, all right. Anyways, how are you two fine gentlemen this evening?
I've been doing good. I've been off all week, so I've been up to
you're lucky.
Nothing.
I wish. Been dealing with reroutes all week long and working until 5, 6 o'clock at night.
It's hard having a regular schedule, isn't it?
I've never heard of 5 in the morning till 5 o'clock at night, a regular schedule.
It is for Red Bull people, I hear.
Yeah, it is, actually.
See? Regular schedule now.
I refuse.
But you're doing it, so you don't refuse that much.
Touché.
I knew I could get a touche in pretty quick. That's all I was going for.
Did you guys watch anything good this week?
All right. I did. I watched a bunch of stuff because I was home all week.
You wrote it down this time.
I did. I have to start doing that because I don't remember when it's like time to talk about it. For whatever reason, I just freeze up and then I can't think of it.
There's a lot of times where I'm like, oh, I'm going to remember this to talk about on a podcast, and then I never do.
So I watched that movie that you were telling me to watch a while ago with Russell Crowe.
Unhinged?
Unhinged,
yeah.
And
it was pretty good. I kind of wish that the payoff at the end would have been a little better. But overall, I'd say it was a good movie.
Have you seen it yet?
No, not yet.
Hmm. I watched it this morning. So that wasn't in my phone because I watched it this morning and I forgot to add it in there. But I also watched that movie The Little Things with Denzel Washington.
Ooh, and Jared Leto. Yeah. I didn't really want to see that.
What's his name? The guy who was Freddie Mercury and he's the new
Rami
Malek. It was pretty good. It wasn't what I thought it was going to be. And
is it intense?
It is a little bit, yeah.
Actionified?
No, not really any action.
Just drama?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's on HBO or where is it?
Yeah,
okay. Yeah, it's on HBO.
HBO Max.
Yeah, HBO Max.
At this point, I think everyone knows.
Who's just paying for HBO?
If you're on a cable subscription, then you're just paying for HBO.
Oh, yeah, I guess that's true.
Unless you're on Xfinity, actually. Xfinity was really cool. If you were subscribed to HBO, they just automatically subscribed you into HBO Max.
Speaking of which, on your account, I saw a subtle jab at me, I think. You put in a guest profile now. It has Zach Kidd's guest.
Oh, for HBO?
Yeah.
Did I?
Someone did.
I didn't.
Like he's tired of seeing what I watch or something.
Wasn't me. Funny. Probably one of my kids dinking around.
it was
probably like Katie wanting to get into movies that aren't kids' movies.
I thought it was like a subtle hint, like get your own.
You know, one thing I will say about HBO Max is like the way that you have to go to change profiles, it's not like very fluid. Like you got to go all the way up to like the settings. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Whereas like with Netflix, you can just push the back button. At least on my TV, that's how it works.
Yeah.
And it just pulls up the users, and you can just change them. So, I don't know. A little nitpick about HBO Max, which is otherwise great. But yeah, I watched that movie, and I did think it was pretty good, but it's not what it seems to be from the previews. It is different, but I have a feeling that you're going to watch it.
It didn't look like an action
thing. Yeah, it's not. It's not an action movie. It's definitely like a suspense thriller kind of thing, but it was, I don't know. It was just different than I thought it was going to be. Aside from that, I watched The King of Staten Island, it was better than I thought it was going to be. I could see myself watching it again. Not anytime soon, but I could see myself watching it again. I know I'm not, so I don't follow Pete Davidson really at all. And I think you said you're not the biggest fan of him.
Tom's not.
Oh, yeah, Tom's never not. Really
seen I don't mind him.
Enjoyed.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I've only seen like maybe two SNL clips of his. So I'm, like I don't Adam follow Sandler him one? At all. I don't think he's with Adam Sandler.
He has an Adam Sandler. Adam Sandler hosted like within a year ago.
Okay. I gotcha. No, I haven't seen
he
that.
He was in it and he, it's this clip of basically a go to a family reunion and everybody shows up as
I have seen that.
Pete Davidson plays little Nicky.
Yeah, they're all just different versions of Adam Sandler characters.
Anyways.
I have seen that. But anyway, the movie actually surprisingly had a good amount of heart to it. Like, it wasn't as dumb as I thought it would be. You know, I mean, it is an Apatow film also. So maybe he kind of helps hold it together. Bill Burr is great in it.
Yeah.
And Marissa Tomei, she's great in everything. So... anyway, I thought it was pretty good. Has its funny moments.
Yeah.
Yeah. The main character is kind of like... so Pete Davidson's character is pretty unlikable at first, but, you know, he grows over time. It's one of those kind of things.
Staten Island.
But it was pretty funny. Let's see here. And then I also watched the movie Palm Springs on Hulu with...
that sounds familiar.
Yeah, it's got Andy Samberg in it and J.K. Simmons. Anyway, they don't really advertise him as being in it. They show Andy Samberg in the preview, but and the girl, Kristen Milioti.
Sure.
I'm not sure if that's how you pronounce her name, but I recognize her face. Hmm. Anyway, it's basically a Groundhog's Day situation.
Okay.
But you come into the film, and he's like already been stuck in that situation for like a long time, like possibly years. Like he's just been stuck in there, and... anyway, they kind of, I don't know. It was a newer, another spin on that idea.
Yeah.
Like, we've seen other movies like that, you know, where people get caught in a loop and, you know, whatever. But, so I thought it was interesting that the movie starts and he's already in the loop.
Yeah.
And it doesn't really explain that to us until later. He goes to, he's like at this wedding out in Palm Springs or whatever. And, there's like the wedding ceremony and afterwards the reception or whatever, you know, and there's this sister, the sister character of the bride, the bride's sister. She like is a drunk mess. And so he like does her speech for her and like kind of saves her bacon from being humiliated essentially. And so he starts like hitting on her and they go off into like the desert. Like they're maybe going to fool around on some rocks somewhere or something. And then J.K. Simmons shows up out of nowhere and shoots Andy Samberg with a bow and arrow. He's like hunting him and he's like, "Ron, I should have known you were out here," or whatever. And the girl's like totally freaked out because she doesn't know what's going on. And the guy walks into this cave with like this red glow. And then Andy Samberg like crawls into the cave afterwards because he ran and hid or whatever. And the girl sees him and he's like, "Don't come in here." But she goes in there. And the cave, like, starts that. It puts you into that sequence. So now she's, like, waking up the same day. Hmm. So she's, like, entering into it. But he's already in there. And this guy that J.K. Simmons plays is in there also. So, anyway, the reason J.K. Simmons is hunting him is because he hung out with him one night after he had already been in here for, like, months at a time. And they got... all hammered on drugs and stuff. And he was like, "Man, this is the greatest night ever. I wish it would never end." And he's like, "Just go in that cave over there. It'll never end." And the guy just walks in there. So anyway, I don't know. It was pretty funny because it's like, I don't know, kind of tongue in cheek, poking fun at this like whole thing. But they did a good job with it, I thought. It was pretty dang funny. It's a Hulu like exclusive thing. Yeah. It's only on there.
I was going to say, I probably won't be watching it.
Well, anyway, if you ever get the chance to, I thought it was pretty funny. I think it's worth a watch.
If it becomes a non-exclusive, maybe.
Yeah. Well, I think it's kind of like...
a set time?
Well, no. I think they made it, so I don't think it's ever going to leave there. It's kind of like that Paul Rudd movie where he helps the... I can never remember the name of that film.
Yeah.
Where he helps the disabled kid. Mm-hmm. Netflix funded that whole movie. Fundamentals
of Caring.
Yeah. So... it's never going to leave Netflix, so I don't think this movie will ever leave Hulu. But it's a shame. They should really put them out so people could buy them and add them to their personal home collections, because I would own them both.
Yeah.
Anyway, that was all I watched. Oh, that's not true. The second season of Blown Away is out, and it's awesome.
I was just going to say, that's actually what I was watching.
I binged so the whole cool. thing over the last two days. Really? Yep.
Nice.
I loved season one. I thought it was great. I've probably said this on this podcast before, but if you like cooking shows at all, where people like compete to make stuff and then people judge it afterwards, mm-hmm. this is like that, but with way more tension because of like breaking glass.
Yeah.
And it's way better because the stuff they make is so much cooler.
Yeah. Like, I think it's the first episode, maybe the second one, they have like 30 minutes left and the guy breaks his
thing. On the first season?
Yeah. No, on the second, this new season.
Like okay.
The very first or second episode, the guy's going to put it in the kiln and just drops off his little punt stick. Uh-huh. And he's just like, oh, and then he has to rework all of his project. It's sweet.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And the first season that happens to a guy and he just gives up.
Yeah.
Because it was it was the main thing of what he was making. Like the guy who you're talking about, he dropped one thing and broke it, but all the main pieces were already done.
Yeah.
It was like the dome he was going to put mm-hmm. over it or something weird like that. I vaguely remember. But in the first season, this guy's like making this big, like, it's like a ball within a ball within a ball thing. And like, he's like trying to move it and it just falls and shatters into a million pieces. And he's like, how much time do we have left? An hour? Well, I'm going home. So he just packs up and stuff and leaves.
He's been spending the last 5 hours making it.
Yeah. And then they eliminated him, which... Yeah. I mean, I get it. You know, he didn't turn anything in, but at the same time, it's like, I mean, come on. You got to have some kind of contingency plan for like when that happens, you know, like if someone's whole project breaks. But then I guess if somebody's project didn't turn out well and they just like, oh, whoops, you know what I mean? Then they'd get to start over and that would be unfair. So, and this one, there was that my favorite artist in this season is that guy, Elliot. Oh, okay, he's like the bald British dude.
Yeah, he's pretty cool.
He was making something in one episode, and like he like taps the what did you call it?
It's a punty.
Punty.
Stick,
yeah, the punt stick, and like they're supposed to catch it. You know what I mean? Like the assistants are supposed to catch it so it doesn't fall, mm-hmm. and like they're not even ready for it. Like he's like, "You ready?" And they go, "Yep." And he hits it, and it just falls right between their hands and shatters all over the ground. But it was again early, so he was able to remake it or whatever. But. Anyway, that show is freaking awesome. Yeah. And people should watch it. It's really good.
I was kind of hoping you hadn't seen it yet because I was going to blow your mind with that fact. But you've already seen it.
Yep. Oh, it showed up on my recommended in Netflix.
Yeah.
I always check when they update the recommended. You never know when there's going to be something good in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I also watched that, and then I started watching the show Spycraft, which is pretty legit.
I tried to watch the first episode of that and I fell asleep, but it was very late.
Yeah.
So it looks interesting.
It's interesting. Yeah, it's really interesting. And so basically, if you've ever gone to an airport, you're being hacked.
Nice.
Yeah. And so I have a friend who's in the military and he works with spies and does training and stuff. And he's told me some of what he can say. He's like, yeah, there's spies all around. Like if you go to any mall, like the kiosk people, half of them are spies and they're known spies. He's like, well, that's wonderful. Did you ever give them your card? They got your information, then they watch you. Like, that's terrifying.
I've never bought anything from a kiosk person in a mall. Unhacked! But I have been to a bunch of airports.
Yeah.
Hacked.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting, some of the stuff that they go over. And it's like, nah, that's nuts. So, I watched that, and then I should have written it down. Watch something else.
So you're learning. You're gonna learn my lesson the hard way.
Oh, I've been learning it every week for the last couple few months.
I don't even remember what it was, but there was some show Zach and I talked about it that I had watched like weeks ago, and I kept meaning to bring it up, and I kept forgetting about it. I don't even remember what it was now. I think we talked about it on that episode that we're not going to air for a little while. But
maybe.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
What'd you watch, Zach?
I watched. Stupid movie.
As per usual.
Yes. Actually, you guys probably enjoy this movie. The Wolf of Wall Street.
Oh, you thought that was stupid?
I did not.
Oh, man.
It's long.
It is very long.
Yeah, that was a downfall, too.
Waste of 3 hours of my life.
No, Margot Robbie's in.
I do like that movie a lot.
It had some decent parts in it, but for the most part, I was like, I will never watch this movie again.
Yeah. It's a long one.
And I don't think I'll ever watch it again.
I will.
Once was enough for me, I think.
I didn't need to watch it one time either, so.
I've seen it twice. I will definitely see it again at some point.
But
Martin Scorsese plus Leonardo DiCaprio. That's probably why you watched it, huh?
Yes. Well, that and everybody kept telling me to watch it. I was like, great. Oh, it's so good. And then I watched it, and I'm like,
I enjoyed it. It takes a little while, but it's very interesting. Mm-hmm. I liked it.
I had a district manager who was, like, obsessed with that when it came out. Like, that thing we were both just making fun of, he would do that, like, for real. Like, really? He, like, adopted that as, like, a thing. Oh, my gosh. A loser. Pounding on his chest.
Can he do the Matthew McConaughey whistle, at least?
Oh, I don't know. I haven't seen that guy in years.
It's on the first part where he's doing it.
No, he's talking about his boss.
Oh, the boss. Oh, I gotcha. Okay. I gotcha.
Yeah. I know what part you're talking about. Yeah. I don't know. I don't remember well enough.
So I watched that and introduced my girls to Shrek.
Oh, but okay. That was fun.
We watched Shrek 1, 2, and 3. We still need to watch the fourth one.
I started the Shrek series with my kids about a month or so ago. Mm-hmm. And they liked the first one. Jackson really wants to see Puss in Boots because he's like, there's a cat wearing boots with a sword. That's all he saw. He's like, is that the one? I was like, no, he's in the second one. He's like, are we going to watch that one? He's like, no, you have to watch the first one. And then you can watch the second one. But even in the second one, he's not really into that much. And then he has his own movie. He's
half the movie character. In the second one.
Yeah, but then he plays a
bigger part in the third one.
I never cared for those movies, but I understand why people love them.
I love Shrek.
Yeah, I like them. They're good.
See, I don't.
My kids were laughing.
Like I said, I've never gotten into them. I won't knock them because I feel like
they're sounds just like so you're knocking
universally
them.
Beloved. No, it doesn't. I haven't said one mean thing about it. I just said you that said I just didn't like it. Yeah, but that's not knocking anything of the film. That's just a personal preference.
The only thing you'll be king of is the king of stupids. Chucks a chair at him. Freaking gingerbread man.
Do you know the Muffin Man?
The Muffin Man? The Muffin Man!
Yeah, anytime I think of gingerbread man, I just think of that Krampus movie. Where those gingerbread men come to life and try to kill everyone.
Mm-hmm.
That movie's great. If you haven't seen that and you want like a cool Christmas spoof movie, that's the one to watch right there. Yeah.
The true story of Christmas.
And speaking of Shrek 2, I actually looked it up. I know this has been talked about for a while, so we'll see, but it's actually slated for another movie.
It's a cash cow.
I don't know how well it'll do.
I don't know as far as any plan. I know Mike Myers has been really wanting to do one.
Yeah. He's also talking about doing another Austin Powers. Yes,
he's talked about that majorly too. So, yeah, as far as
the rest of my life without having another one of either of those films would be just fine.
Yeah. I would love to see another Austin Powers.
Really?
Yes.
If you had to pick one, you have to green light only one. The other one gets dumped forever.
You just said
Austin Powers.
Yeah, but
Shrek has four movies.
More weight behind the decision. See if I could get him to switch his pick.
His mind was already made up.
Shrek has four movies. It's
that's enough.
Pretty much well played out. Like it's it's good.
Well, is the Puss in Boots a Shrek movie, though, or is it a spin-off?
It's a standalone. Yeah.
It's standalone. It has nothing to do with Shrek.
Okay, so Shrek has four movies, and there's a Puss in Boots film.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I wasn't aware of that.
Yeah. So, yeah, I would absolutely love to see a fourth Austin Powers movie, though. How they could do it, I have no clue, but...
How much more ridiculousness can you have?
Don't care. I will watch it.
Yeah, but like, how are you going to make a movie out of it?
Opening night in theaters. Same with Jackass 4 when that one comes out.
I will see that. Although someone will die.
But I'm not looking forward to it. It's like one of those movies where since I've seen the others, I feel like I need to see.
There's an obligation to it.
Yeah, like I have to see the next one.
You know, we're all going to just be laughing our heads off.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope it's not sad. Because that's what I think it's going to be. I think it's like old men just getting
a bunch of 50-year-olds
beating the crap out of each other.
Yeah, part of me does not think it's going to be good.
I'm not going to lie. I'm surprised they made the movie. I'm surprised they didn't do their first stunt. I'm surprised they made the last one. Oh, crap, we can't do this anymore.
Yeah. I'm sure half of them need the money.
Yeah, you're not wrong. The only ones who don't need it is Steve-O and Johnny Knoxville.
I don't even know about Steve-O.
Steve-O makes a lot of money off of his social media stuff.
Yeah.
He's got a series and stuff. He does a lot of social media. Did good a few him. Things with Gordon Ramsay.
Yeah. Now that he's not doing drugs and alcohol, he's probably got tons of money.
I was gonna say I don't think Steve-O's hurting. Same with Johnny Knoxville. It's the other guys who need it.
Yeah. Probably.
Chris, what's his name?
Pontius, yeah. Yeah,
Pontius and
Aaron McGehee and all them guys.
Bam.
Yeah.
Bam and his parents probably need more money.
I don't think his parents really get a cut out of it.
Oh, I'm sure they do.
Yeah. Depends on how much they're eating. Well, I'm sure he takes care of them.
Yes, yeah.
Because they were on his show, but I don't think they were really... I know that they were like part of maybe a skit or two.
Yeah, but they weren't.
But they weren't like they weren't part.
That's
of the
true.
Show.
They weren't. Yeah. They weren't a huge guests. Part of the movies. Yeah. They were in his show.
Yeah.
Yeah. With his pedophile uncle.
Yep.
Who died?
Oh, did he die?
I believe so.
Yeah. Good riddance.
Yeah.
I forgot. I watched another thing this week when you said the three Shrek movies. It reminded me. I also watched a trilogy that has a fourth film now. Was watching them with Falco and Lizzie, the Pirates movies.
Oh.
Which I hadn't seen in a very long time.
I need to rewatch those.
Those movies have a lot of wonky CGI.
Yes.
That I did not remember.
Yeah.
But, I mean,
those have been on
a lot of great, like, costume work, and the sets are really cool and stuff. They do some great stuff. But all of the basic, I don't know, a ton of the CGI work just does not look very good. It didn't hold up. Anyway,
which one is it? Is it World's End with the witch lady or something?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't like that one so much.
Not a lot of people did like World's End. That's the third one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not a lot of people did like that one.
I think that's the last one I watched. And then after that, I was like, I don't want to see the fourth.
The fourth one came out 10 years after the third one.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, it was recent. Like, it came out in 2017. Like, not that long ago.
Have you not seen the fifth one?
There's what? A fifth one?
I thought there was only four.
No, the fifth one came out in 2017.
I was going to say, I thought they all came out pretty consistently.
You're right. One of them doesn't have some of the main cast, right?
That's the fourth one.
The
fourth one only brings back Johnny Depp and a few of the crewmates on the ship.
Mm-hmm.
The fifth one brings back all the characters.
Huh.
Oh, and Jeffrey Rush is in the fourth one as well.
So which one has... Which one has the guy, the like Spanish sea captain, whose hair is like looks like he's underwater?
I believe that's the fourth one.
Okay, well, I think that one. They're going after the Fountain of Youth. Okay, I don't know what it's about.
Oh, have you
just
seen it?
No, I just know from the previews that it's the guy from No Country for Old Men.
Oh, Javier Bardem.
Javier Bardem.
I believe that's the fourth one.
That's all I know about it, is that he's in it. And I remember thinking, like, ooh, Javier Bardem. Pirates.
No, I take that back. He's in the fifth one.
Okay, because I vaguely remember, like, the...
Yeah, he's in the fifth
thumbnail
one.
Art on Disney Plus, making it look like the main cast was returning, or maybe they weren't.
Yes, that's, the fifth one, the main cast returns.
Okay.
Didn't they kill off Orlando Bloom?
No.
No.
Oh.
And the third one, he does die, so yes, but they don't kill him off. He just becomes, he takes Davy over, Jones. Yeah, he takes over Davy Jones's
stuff. Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, the movies are kind of like, the story does get kind of jumbled. I think the first movie is actually great.
Yeah.
It's really well written. Because it's a standalone film, you know, so that everything's like tied up. But like the second one gets off to a pretty good start. But I think it was just too, like, they knew they were doing more than one movie and they wanted to do something really ambitious. And it just becomes super convoluted by the time the third movie rolls around.
I think that's why a lot of people didn't like the third one, because
it's
everywhere.
Guest like appearances.
Tributes to them.
And there's so much. There's so much going on that it jumps and skips.
Mm-hmm.
There's a gap in time between the two films.
Yeah.
Like, I was watching it with Falco, and he knew that there's another one on Disney Plus, and he was, like, convinced that I had selected the wrong movie because he didn't like, I mean, he's a little kid, you know what I mean? So he couldn't, he just didn't understand that, like, there was a time jump that wasn't accounting for what was going on.
I like how little kids are so sure of themselves. And you're like, no. Like with Jackson, like, I can read better than you. I know which one comes next.
Anyway, I watched those this week also.
Yeah.
Nice. Also, did you hear that they are doing another Pirates movie?
I did not hear that.
This one will be a prequel. And it will be basically
that money cow.
It's going to basically be, from what they've understood, they haven't been, it's not official yet, but it's the telling of Jack Sparrow and how he becomes Jack Sparrow.
See, I'm not interested in that.
And guess who's going to play Jack Sparrow?
Johnny Depp.
No.
Who's going
to
play him?
They're in talks to have Zac Efron come in and play.
Yeah, I'm not interested in that. And I do like Zac Efron.
It means it's going to be a rated R because he shows his wiener in almost every movie now.
I don't know, man. I just, like, just in my head and picturing him dressed up like a pirate with, like, the eyeshadow and stuff.
See, I don't think it's going to be the prequel of how he becomes that way. I don't think he's going to be that way the whole time.
I don't know. I just don't want to see him acting like drunken Johnny Depp. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I mean, he can do whatever he wants. It's his career. But I just don't think that's going to draw money. You know what I mean? Like,
yes, it will.
You think so?
Yes,
I don't think so, man. I mean, Zac who knows Efron, what the ad campaign will be like.
Pirates.
Yeah, but Zac Efron's
old news now.
No.
I don't think he sells like you like think he does.
Yeah. I think he still does. I still think he can put out. Life. No, not necessarily. I still think musical. I still think he can put out a box office.
Oh, I think he's a great actor. Pending but the I don't movie. Think he has a draw.
You like put him to. With, you put him like in a Pirates.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
I think it has. I think it would have a lot.
I think if you put him in a musical pirate film, people will flock to go see it.
Oh, you put him in a musical, then you're said and done. You're gonna get box office. See,
but that's my thing. Is like I said, I do like Zac Efron. I, like I've seen him in other things, and I think he's funny.
Yeah,
but and I think he is a legitimately good actor. Like he did that
top 10.
He's in your top 10 actors.
Oh yeah.
Zach, sometimes I feel like we just don't even know each other. He's Zac in your top 10?
Yeah.
I don't even know who's on my list, but I know he's not on it. And enough. I do like him.
Fair but, enough.
You know, like he did that Ted Bundy biopic movie, and he's great.
Excellent
in
that one.
And he has comedic chops. Like, he's funny in those Neighbors movies.
Mm-hmm.
I saw both. They're not very memorable films. You know what I mean? Yeah. He did that movie with De Niro. I think it was Bad Grandpa.
Yeah.
I did not see that one.
Also not memorable. Horrible. Aubrey Plaza was in that with him, I think. I don't know. And like I said, he's funny enough.
She was in two movies with him then, because there's the Holiday or Dates, something like that. Him and the guy from...
Oh, Workaholics.
Yeah, Workaholics. Yeah.
I'm probably confusing them. I think she's just in that one. I don't think she's in Bad Grandpa then.
No, she's in Bad Grandpa, I'm pretty sure.
I don't know. We have to look it up. Anyway, I think he's funny enough and is a good actor. I think he can be serious. Really, I thought him taking on that Ted Bundy film was a really smart move for his career because it proves that he's serious.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And shows his range because he hasn't really done anything like that. So I think for him to do a Pirates movie, it's kind of like an odd step.
Yeah. Well, is he actually cast for it or is it just...
It's all rumors and speculations right now.
Because he's doing a he did a TV show for Netflix a while ago where he's just traveling around the world. And I saw a couple of interviews with him. Yeah,
I saw that.
It doesn't seem like he's really into the whole Hollywood thing anymore.
No, he's like a normal dude.
Yeah.
He still wants to act and make movies, but.
So he's actually got 6 movies slated right now.
Nice.
He's got one called Gold.
I've heard of that one.
Discover the biggest gold nugget ever found. He's coming out with the he's been cast in the remake for Three Men and a Baby.
I would watch that.
They're remaking that on, it's a straight to Disney Plus.
I'll watch
but
it.
But yeah, he's been cast as one of the dads or whatever for Three
Ted
Men.
Ted Danson's character, I bet you.
That was my guess, actually. In all honesty, that was my
Ted
guess.
Character.
And then he's got another one called Killing Zac Efron. And it's an adventure series.
No, that's a TV show for Netflix.
Yeah, yeah, that's where they're going to just drop him off somewhere and he's got to try to survive.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, and then another one called King of the Jungle.
Hmm.
It's a story of a software engineer and former NASA programmer, John McAfee.
Dude, that's going to be a wild story. Do you know anything about him?
No.
He's a coked up nut.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah, he's wild.
And then another one called Straight to Hell.
I vaguely heard of that one.
I thought you said like six projects. This is a ton of stuff.
He's going on
like four or five, yeah.
And then another one called Firestarter, which I'm wondering. Oh, it's a Stephen King novel.
Yeah.
Is that, that's the one with Drew Barrymore, isn't it?
I don't know about that.
When she, I want to say that it's a, so it would be a remake. Anyways.
He's a busy boy now.
Which I'm okay with.
I feel like it's been years since he's really done anything. And then he was in Ted Bundy and then Netflix stuff. And now six more shows.
Yeah. Firestarter is an old 80s Stephen King adaptation with Drew Barrymore.
Hmm.
So.
Oh, speaking of Stephen King, have you guys watched The Stand? The TV show about his book?
Uh-oh.
Negative. Hmm. I wanted to.
The book's really good. The
book is amazing.
The movie I did hear
the series, though, is very off-putting because every other word's the F word. Like, it's used excessively more than it should.
Really? Because it's on CBS.
It's a CBS All Access.
Oh.
So it's streaming. It's not.
Okay.
Yeah.
Huh.
So I've just heard that it's more excessive than it needs to be. It's kind of off-putting in a way.
So. I wonder if that's why HBO stepped up their game. They're like, everybody's got these streaming platforms now. They're all dropping F-bombs. They're taking our key to success.
Yeah.
That was like HBO's thing. That was
swears
where all the swear shows were.
Yeah.
Now they can all do this? That's just unfair.
You say the F word now.
We got to step up our game. Give me the it's Fresh funny. Prince.
It's so weird to see TV networks actually now are using the F word.
It is weird.
USA Network,
mm-hmm.
They use the F word during their later night shows.
Yeah, after like 10 p.m. or something.
FX.
They've been doing that for a long
time. Yeah, they've been doing it a while.
It just amazes me. It's normal cable channels that a lot of people have. And
yeah. I mean, like Comedy Central is doing that 7 years ago.
Theirs was after midnight, though.
No, it wasn't. It was
like after 10.
10, 11.
9 or 10, something like that.
At the latest, 10.
Okay.
Because I remember watching some Tosh.0, and I remember seeing episodes bleeped out, and then all of a sudden.
Advertise it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. Good thing you're moving out of here. House is falling apart.
Oh, man.
So.
Well, should we dive into the movie we actually watched this week now that we're 40 minutes in?
I was just going to say, we need to cut some of this.
Well, she'll take out that noise from earlier, so.
Yeah.
I feel like this one's a simple one. I don't know how much time we'll spend on this movie.
Yeah. Do you need to take a bathroom break?
I'll let you know.
All right. So this week, we watched, to continue our theme.
Four in February.
Zach picked another foreign film for us. This is one of my favorite foreign films.
From Norway.
Well, you picked this one. Right. Well, I'm just saying you tried to pick one.
This is the first one Pickle allowed us to watch.
That's true. Yes. Yes.
I said I would go to your house and watch that movie. I said I would. I literally was like, I'm going to be home all week. I can do whatever. If you want to watch it at your house, just let me know. I'll be there. And instead, you chose to come here and watch this movie. You guys can try to blame me, but it's not going to work.
I'm going to make it work.
Anyway, he picked a 2010 movie from Norway.
Yep.
Called Troll Hunter, or in Norwegian, Troll Hunter.
My cousin lives in Norway. I'm going to have to ask her if she sees any trolls.
Should ask her if that thing is real. The power lines that go in a circle.
I looked it up. It is.
Oh, that means I could have a troll problem for real. That's no good.
Or a troll solution.
That's right. Until they knock down the power lines, then yeah. It's a troll problem. Rabies.
Get everyone.
I don't know why. I thought that part of the movie was so funny. Like, they're just arguing over rabies. So this movie stars some people that I'll butcher their names, but I figured I'd just get it out of the way early. Otto Jespersen. That one's an easy one. Glenn Erland Tosterud. Johanna Mork, where the O has like a line through it.
Yeah.
And then Thomas Alf Larsen.
Yeah.
Or Thomas.
And this isn't a film, it's a documentary. That's what it says at the beginning. It's a found footage documentary.
They're playing off of Blair Witch is what they're doing.
So this movie...
Then why do the actors have the same names?
So this movie had a budget of 19 million Norwegian dollars estimated, and it made...
So back then it was probably closer to 15, 16 million U.S.?
Roughly, well, worldwide... So all the other estimates are in, I assume, U.S. dollars because they have a dollar sign.
Okay.
And generally on here they put like the country of origin or what it was, how it was funded. So whatever 19 million Norwegian dollars is, worldwide gross, it made $5 million. So depending on what that 19 million Norwegian dollars comes out to, this movie took a hard loss.
Yeah.
So,
that's terrible.
Oh wait, that can't be right. Oh yeah, it is. That's right. Opening weekend in the U.S. it made $5,000.
I had never even heard of this.
So to be fair, I had also never heard of this. This was one of those movies where it popped up on Netflix as like, hey, we're recommending this to you because we think you might like it, and like we discussed earlier, I peruse that every time they update it because every once in a while there's some gold in there. Mm-hmm. And I added this one to my queue just thinking like, oh, this is going to be one of those like just terrible B movies that, you know, it's going to be awful. But I watched them anyway because you never know. Mm-hmm. And I watched it and I loved it. I thought it was so great. I told everyone I know about it.
Yeah.
And depending on how Zach feels about it, I've never heard a negative review.
So hold on. Well, how much?
19 million.
19 million?
Yeah.
19. How many zeros is that? Six?
Yes.
Yeah, so it's 19,900,000 technically. So it's almost 20 million.
Okay, so that was.
2010?
2,225,000.
Dollar budget?
Yes.
Okay.
What? So US. The euro's really that far off back then?
Well,
that's crazy. Yes.
In,
dang, yeah. I was gonna say this seemed like a.
Well, it would say euro if it was paid with the euro. So this
Norwegian krone.
Yeah. So this isn't the euro.
Oh, okay.
It's something else.
Yeah. So basically, for one of their Norwegian krones,
so it doubled its budget.
So their Norwegian krone, $1 of Norwegian krone is 12 cents U.S.
Whoa.
Yeah.
It's funny because I know that has changed because my aunt and uncle were buying a house in Norway and they didn't get their money exchanged in time. So it ended up costing like 50,000 more US for their house because they didn't do it. And like before the dollar dropped even more because of the inflation stuff. Hmm. Yeah, it's wild.
Well, anyway, this movie, it's only 103 minutes long. To be fair, I feel like the opening of it is a little slow.
But it's got to set it up.
Yeah, they're setting it up. And I feel like they do a good job.
Yeah.
I traditionally hate found footage movies, mm-hmm. and that's what this is. It's not a mockumentary. It's, like you said, it's like Blair Witch, where it's like a fake documentary, essentially.
Mm-hmm. You mean Blair Witch wasn't real?
Yes, that's right, Thomas. Blair Witch is not real. Blair Witch, the movie they've made video games and merchandise off of. Yeah, that's right. It's not real.
I don't believe it.
Yeah, I don't know. I, in general, hate the found footage kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like, what was that movie? Cloverfield? I really dislike that
film. I kind of like Cloverfield. I thought it was fun.
See, I like the sequel. Cloverfield, 10 Cloverfield Lane or whatever. Yeah. I hated the Netflix movie.
They just actually announced another sequel for that. Oh. And it's going to be a direct sequel from the first one.
I thought that's what the second one was.
Nope.
Well, it is.
It was a continuation of the universe.
Oh.
But they're...
I don't remember. I don't know if I actually saw the second one.
Well, how can they do a direct... So, a direct sequel because all the cast is dead.
They're going to play off the first one and do a sequel
from the first one. Takes off of where the monsters attack in the city.
Well, that's kind of where 10 Cloverfield Lane ends up, as you see them at the city.
It's just a different perspective.
Yeah. And then they did, I never did watch it, they did another one too, where it was in space.
Yeah, that sucks. Believe. It was a straight to Netflix
thing. Yeah, it was. They advertised it, I remember, because it was advertised at the Super Bowl.
Oh, that's what that one was?
Immediately got released right after the Super Bowl.
Like, on Netflix. Yeah.
Nobody knew it was coming, and then it was like awesome, bam, Super Bowl commercial being immediately released after Super Bowl.
Hmm.
Straight to Netflix.
It sucks, dude. It's not worth your time.
I don't plan on watching it.
10 Cloverfield Lane is good. I don't really care for the other two movies.
Hmm.
Like, I like that movie isn't, like, it's a totally different kind of film. You know what I mean? Like, it just happens to take place in the Cloverfield universe.
Yeah.
I like that movie. I think it's great.
Did you mention who the director was?
No, I didn't get there yet.
So it is Andre Ovredal. I said that right. Anyways, he also did Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark. It's about one of the other big ones that he's done that most people would know. It's the only one I know.
What's it called? Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark?
Yeah. It's based off of a
based
book.
Off those books.
Yeah.
Oh, I think that's on Netflix.
I think so, yeah.
The thumbnail cover is like a scarecrow, like kind of leaning to one side. Yeah. I've seen that before for sure. I've never seen it, but I'm familiar with that.
It's good.
This movie, it started my, I don't know, the kind of like rabbit hole I went down with like Magnet Production Studios. I was going to say,
Magnet got me
because really intrigued. They put out like...
They put out Dead Snow,
they're like
didn't
a
they?
Yeah, they're like a distribution.
Mm-hmm.
Company of some kind. I don't know what they do exactly, but their logo shows up at the beginning of both the Dead Snow movies, which are both good. Rare Exports is another one of theirs. Tucker and Dale versus Evil is one of theirs. That Hobo with a Shotgun movie, that's a Magnet film.
Yeah,
I know people like it. I think it sucks. Anyway, they put out like a bunch of stuff, and like, I think those are probably all of their high rated movies because once I discovered this, I like looked to see what else there was. And a bunch of those were on Netflix at that time.
Yeah.
So I watched all of them essentially, you know what I mean? And like I said, I like most of them. I think Rare Exports is great. I like both the Dead Snow movies. Tucker and Dale versus Evil is pretty hilarious.
I love that one.
I did not like Hobo with a Shotgun, but whatever.
Is Attack the Block one?
I don't know.
It's just saying it's in movies more like this. Attack the Block's there, but it's with all the other ones. Tucker versus Tucker and Dale.
Tuckler.
Tuckler.
Well, if it is one, that movie is excellent. So.
Hmm.
But anyway, they set this movie up like the Blair Witch. They're like, hey, we found this footage and we assembled it together to make this film or whatever.
There's 283 minutes and these are the good ones.
Yeah, these are the good ones. The rest of them is a camera moving back and forth across the ground. Because that's like... That's the thing I hate the most about found footage movies in general. It's just how much we're watching that's like unwatchable.
Yeah. You know? And they did it a little bit in this, but I don't think they did it too much. It built a little bit of suspense when you see that first troll, which was good, but kind of, you know. But they used it in a kind of unique way where they're using the night vision so that the guy could see what was going on where he was running to.
Right.
And then finds his friend. And
I don't know.
It, That's annoying.
It's a huge pet peeve of mine with movies. But that just, in my opinion, goes to talk to this movie's strengths. Because I generally don't like to waste my time with found footage films. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how I made it past like the opening few minutes of this movie. Because it's like the first 20 minutes or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
Before you get to the first troll. But maybe I was doing something while I was watching it in the background or whatever. Yeah. But after you see that first troll, I feel like you're hooked and you have to watch the rest of it.
Yeah.
Because that troll looks awesome. See, like, and knowing that this movie only had like a $2 million budget, essentially, mm-hmm. that's just more impressive.
Yeah. I feel like the first troll is kind of goofy looking with the three heads and the long noses. I don't know.
It doesn't bother me.
I mean, it doesn't really bother me, but I don't know. The noses are just so gigantic. It makes it look more comical. But, like, the last troll and that one at the bridge is awesome.
Yeah, the one at the bridge is the most different looking because even, like, the troll, the Mountain King trolls, they have really long noses.
Yeah.
And that giant tall one had a big nose, too. Mm-hmm. But
it fit him better, I feel like.
Yeah, I don't know. The one at the beginning is weirder than the other trolls.
Yeah, but it's cool looking.
But it is cool. And I like how you learn. I like that they've set up like this whole troll, like animal kingdom. Yeah. You know what I mean? So like there's different species of trolls and like, you know,
different regions and stuff.
The two heads, the extra heads.
Mm-hmm.
So because the troll has three. So the ones on the shoulders don't actually have
eyes.
They don't do anything. They're just there for show. So it's like to attract a mate or scare off the other males.
Yeah, just posturing.
Which is pretty funny because that's, you know, like if you've ever watched an animal documentary, that's what animals do. Yeah. And I don't know. I really enjoyed that. And mm-hmm. I like that we got to see four different species of troll in the film. And they're all kind of presented in a different way. Mm-hmm. Like the first one comes at you like out of nowhere. You know, you're not expecting it to be like this giant thing, and all of a sudden it's like this tall as the trees, you know?
Well, yeah, because they're following this guy, and they don't know he's really a troll hunter, mm-hmm. and they're just following him into the woods at night.
Right. I like how he says troll the night before.
Yeah, he just runs
they
up to
him. Follow him, and they find him in the woods, and he's like running, and he's like, troll! And they all just run, and then later they're like, dude, did you say troll? And he like brushes it off.
Yeah.
Like he refuses to...
To acknowledge it.
Yeah, to acknowledge them. And then later they're like trying to talk to him and it's like he knows that, hey, if I want these people to believe me, I have to show them.
Mm-hmm.
If I just tell them, no one's going to believe me.
Yeah.
And I like that comes back later too because when they get the new camera lady at the end of the movie, she's like, wait, you guys don't really believe in trolls, right?
Yeah.
Which is pretty funny because then they all don't answer her questions.
Yeah.
They treat her exactly the same. They just kind of go on with their discussion.
Yeah. I thought it was funny his reasoning for letting them come along. But he's just like, there's no work benefits, no overtime, no hazard pay. She's just pissed off about it. I got no rights.
Yeah. I don't know. That seems like the kind of job, like, you'd need some kind of incentive to do it, you know?
Right.
Like, I was thinking that, like, what... Because he seems to live, like, a pretty humble, you know, living. Like, in that trailer and stuff, to keep a low profile. But you'd think that, like, he's getting paid, like, buku bucks on the back end. So maybe he's, like, setting up his grandkids for life or something. You know what I mean? But then, yeah, you're right. He says that, like...
Well, he says he was a Navy Ranger, so maybe he did something and they got that held over his head.
Yeah, maybe.
Forced him into it.
Maybe. Who knows? It just seems like... Yeah, they'd have to pay like a ton of money to sell, especially since he's the only troll hunter.
One in Norway, yeah.
Yeah. Which, who knows what other countries have troll problems. Maybe it's just Norway. Who knows? Hmm. Anyway, I like that dynamic, how he like just doesn't acknowledge what they're like trying to ask him. And then he takes him out into the woods, and he's like, I'll take you out there so you can see me kill the thing that scratched you.
No, bit him.
Oh, it was a scratch.
I think he says...
He said it.
It bit him.
No, you guys should go back and watch it. It's a scratch.
You can't get rabies from a scratch. It's from a bite.
Mm-hmm. When he says, I'll show you this thing that scratched you. No, I guarantee it. After this, we'll go up there, I'll show you guys.
He says, I got bitten.
Yeah.
He might say he got bit, but the guy says that it scratched him.
Mm.
I guarantee it, bruh. I promise you.
Keep talking. I'm going to do some digging.
Okay.
You can't get rabies from a scratch. It's from saliva from their mouth. And the whole thing is he has rabies towards the end.
Well, we don't know that. He says that he spread it to all these other trolls and probably to him, but we don't know for sure. I mean, we're pretty positive that he has it, but... And trolls, like, you've seen everything about them. It's super gross. Yeah. Like, the piss and everything, it's yeah. like just slime everywhere. Yeah. So, who knows?
I like how he goes in when he's talking about the different genius of the trolls, and the one guy goes, so these are mammals? He's like, yeah, they're mammals. He's just yeah. like, of course they are, dummy.
Yeah, they're predators. They're just like any other animal, basically. Yeah. yeah. I also like how they're asking him, once they see that it's trolls.
Yeah.
Well,
real quick, before they even go to see the trolls, I like how he stops and goes, none of you believe in Jesus Christ or God, right?
Yeah, they set up a lot of stuff that comes back later in the film, mm-hmm. early, like that.
Well, it's just because they were talking about, like, the fairy tales and all the stuff, and, mm-hmm. like, the old, you know, smell the blood of an Englishman. They're all Christians and stuff, so it comes back to that. I thought it was funny.
Yeah, so you can get rabies from scratches, just so you know.
I didn't think you could.
I just Googled it, and it says you can.
But troll rabies?
Well, who knows about troll rabies? He's going to look that up, but I'm just saying, you can get it from a scratch. They're asking him after he kills the first troll, mm-hmm. which is pretty rad. This giant three-headed thing comes out of the woods, and then all of a sudden, he's like just flashing lights at it, and it like immediately turns to stone.
Yeah.
It like kind of like deforms in a way and like shrinks a little mm-hmm. bit. I don't know. I liked that effect a lot.
Yeah.
And then they're all like talking about it for a minute, and he just walks over with a sledgehammer and breaks its leg off, and it just crumbles to yeah. the ground. And then he spends all night, like, just jackhammering away at it.
And it explodes it.
Yeah, then he blows anyone it up. Anyone need
some gravel?
So the whole reason the kids are following him with the camera is because they were coming to make a documentary for their school.
Yeah, about bear poaching.
About, yeah. Well, I think it starts out as them just talking about, like, the bear hunting season or whatever, because only a few people are allowed to do it. Mm-hmm. But they find out about this poacher from those people, those yeah. bear hunters they're interviewing. So they try to interview that guy, and he won't talk to them. Mm-hmm. So they follow him, and they end up stumbling across what he does do. And the funny thing, I thought the cover-up for, like, when he kills a troll and they get rid of it is hilarious. This guy who works for the government rolls up in a van, and they unload a dead bear out of the back of the truck, and then they, like, pull out fake bear feet and, like, walk like a around. Cartoon. Yeah, like, just like a cartoon. And they walk around like a fake bear, like, yeah. he's got 2 feet on, like, he puts on two poles, on shoes, yeah. and then the other two are on poles. And they're just, like, walking around like a fake bear, and then he shoots it with a gun. And then they just leave it there for people yeah. to find, so that people think someone's poaching bears and then just leaving them for dead.
Yeah.
Like, not even skinning them or anything. That is one of the funniest things in the movie, I thought. Mm-hmm. But
well, that part even comes back to play later on in the film as well.
With what?
When he gets the front paws crisscrossed, so his left paws on the right side. And then the kid's like, doesn't that seem a little weird? And the guy just gets pissed off.
So he gets in his car and drives over the tracks. That was funny. Anyway, what I was getting to is they're back at the restaurant, and he's like eating breakfast, and they're mm-hmm. talking to him about, you know, his job, and like have all these crazy questions for him and whatnot. And they basically says, one of them asks him, they're like, so you're like a hero. And he's like, there's nothing heroic about the job that I do. But he is a hero. Like, he's
saving people.
Yeah. Like, he's out there doing this work that nobody else could do.
Yeah.
For all we know, you know what I mean? And he's legitimately, like, saving people. Wow, that sounds pretty heroic to me, you know?
Yeah.
Slaying these giant monsters. I think that's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Very heroic of him when they get to that, I think it's the second one at the bridge, and he comes out with a Tin Man suit on, homemade armor.
I like that they, like, don't reveal that until like the last second before he walks out onto the bridge.
Because he's just all of a sudden there in a suit of armor.
I like how our first glimpse of that troll too is like this arm just comes up and like rips that goat down through the bridge.
Yeah. It's not quite dead. Just smashes it on the ground.
Yeah. And then they realize that they're like just down the stream from him. Like, oh man, we better get out of here. So they run off to above the bridge. That scene is hilarious too. Yeah. Like, he's in that stupid suit of armor, and then the troll walks up there.
Smacks the hell out of him.
Picks him up and tries to bite him. And just throws him on the ground because he doesn't taste good. Oh, man, that's too funny. So what'd you find out?
He was bitten.
We'll go back upstairs and watch it. I refuse to admit. Are you just reading what somebody wrote about it?
This is on the Troll Hunter wiki. Like, it's...
It's still basically, Wikipedia. It's wrong.
It's a
the guy says
it's a huge fan page. I'll take
you
up there
so you can see me kill the thing that scratched you. That's what he said.
Bit you.
It's on fandom, which I
after this we'll go up there. I'll show you guys.
Okay.
And then
trust fandom the next actually episode, really well because it's
I know
a bunch of fans.
Well, anyways, they're wrong. So
it says
you're telling me a they whole catch bunch of up super to nerds?
Hans in an empty forest where Thomas is bitten by a Tussalod troll that is later shot with a beam of UV light by Hans.
That's just somebody basically giving you a summary of something they think happened. But no, the troll hunter guy says that he was scratched.
He said he was bitten.
He says, I'll take you back up there so you can watch me kill the thing that scratched you. That's what he said. Let's
get through this episode and we'll go watch it.
I promise. I promise you that's what he says. That's just somebody's recollection. I'm taking my cues from the dialogue in the film.
Me too.
I'm telling you. I'm telling you, because he didn't even see what it was. How do you not see something that big bite you? Well, like if that thing bit him, he'd be dead. It was huge. Yeah. It's like it's as tall as the trees all around him. There's no way it bit him.
He's just getting a little
nipple. It would have to bend all that way down and bite him.
That's how he got Come away. Come
on. You guys are going to see. I'm right about this.
No.
You will. You'll see it. We'll have to go up there and watch it, and I'll just pause this, and then we'll come down here so you can tell everybody, all of our listeners, how right I was.
I did like the troll at the bridge. He's like missing an arm, and that shows later the gigantic trap that the guy's setting for trolls. So probably lost an arm in a trap somewhere.
Yeah, and I like that bait is just like a cube of concrete, and then he just dumps charcoal on top.
Never fails.
He's like, that's the good bait right there.
Yeah.
He's like, all the baby trolls are eating my bait off my traps. Yeah. Oh, man. Oh, yeah. So the second troll, when he fights that one, he goes down under the bridge because he has to get a blood sample. So he has this syringe that's like the size of a gun. It's huge. And he walks down there and ends up having to, I assume he detonates that thing that's on him. Which is just a bunch of flashbangs, I guess.
Basically, yeah.
Anyway, we see a bunch of like flashing light and then just guts and blood just exploding out from underneath the bridge all over everybody.
Well, even before that, he says either they turn to stone or they explode. And then you see one explode.
And then afterwards, they're like, well, I guess now we know that they also explode.
Yeah. That one dude's covered in goo. And then they go see the vet. Yeah, you're disgusting. You might want to go wash up.
I like how they really don't... That scene where he's telling them that they need to go down and wash
themselves
and rub this troll snot all over them, and they're all, like, way against it. And then it, like, jump cuts.
Yeah.
Because they stop recording during that. And then when they pick it back up and they all just look super gross and they're just really not happy with having to had to do that. That was pretty funny, too. Let's see. The next thing is, I guess I wish I remembered to write down all the names of these trolls.
Yeah.
Because they're pretty funny. But the Mountain Kings, that's the easiest one to remember. They go to investigate these trolls that are like knocking trees over and stuff like that. And, I like how we continually see like the government's attempts to try to cover this up because they're like, oh, it was a tornado.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, I just took their word for it because they had like maps and you know, satellite dishes and stuff.
Don't you think all the trees would be bent in the same way? I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, man. Well, when it was the wind, they were all bent in the same way. And then he was like, well, they said it was a tornado.
Yeah.
I think that's what happens. Anyway, either way, it's like the weakest cover up. Yeah. Yeah. There's just a bunch of trees that are knocked over in different directions. Mm-hmm. So they go up into the mountains and they find this, like, looks like an abandoned mine shaft,
yeah,
essentially. So they go down inside there, which just seems like a bad idea since it's like nighttime. You know what I mean? And trolls seem to be like nocturnal, yeah, animals.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I don't know what they were thinking, but they go down there and there's no trolls around. And then they're like on their way out and we see this mountain king come up over the ridge and start walking. And I like how the camera is kind of focused on him,
mm-hmm,
but you see like 10 of these things, yeah, coming up over the hill behind him. So it's like a whole, I don't even know what you would call that.
He says like a herd of them or something. Yeah. Yeah.
It's like a pack or something. Mm-hmm. Yeah. A whole herd of them. And so they have to go back down into the cave and like hide.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it's just like a weird choice of like the little tube they chose to hide in.
Yeah.
But based off like their size and the camera view that we get and how big those trolls were, it seems like the trolls should have seen them in there. Like that one walks like right up to him and then turns around and sits
down.
I
think they're like hiding in a shaft though. The opening doesn't look like it's very big for them and it's dark. I mean,
I don't know. To me, it looked pretty big, but you're right. Yeah. It would be super dark in there.
Yeah.
But again, nocturnal animals, so they'd probably be able to see kind of in the dark.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know. Nitpicks, I guess.
Yeah, but he also says that trolls are really dumb, so maybe they don't.
Yeah, that is very true. He does say trolls are super dumb. Anyway, that's when the being a Christian thing comes back to bite him. What?
You got right up on the
mic. Oh, yeah.
I did. Say sorry. Something.
I thought you had something to share there for a second. You did one of these.
We'll just go back to the movies because I've now gone through three different websites of three different accounts. All right,
we'll go back.
And each one of them have said that he gets bitten.
All right, we'll go back. They're all wrong. I'm pretty confident.
What are you going to do if me and Tom are right? You going to apologize? Will you apologize?
Yeah, I'll apologize to you guys and say, hey, you guys were right. I was wrong.
Will you give me a cookie?
They're just upstairs. Just go get one.
Yeah, you can just get one when we're done with this. When we go up there to double check it, you can look. Anyway, that guy is like panicking, the cameraman. And he's like, hey, I need more of that troll snot, mm-hmm, stuff. So they hand it to him. He's like rubbing it all over himself. Extremely vigorously, using it all up, essentially. And he's like panicked, like super panicked. And
yeah, everybody they're trapped in there with a ton of trolls.
Yeah. Everybody else seems to realize the situation they're in, that they have to wait this out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And like, so they're all settling in and kind of like falling asleep, you know, like sleeping, essentially, so that they're not like sweating and making noise and, you know, they're going to wake these trolls up. But he just keeps panicking. And finally, he's like, the trolls start to stir a little bit,
mm-hmm,
and he cops to it and is like, hey, I'm a Christian. I should have told you guys, but I don't know why I lied about it, but I am one or whatever. And immediately those trolls like sit up.
Yeah. Cause they start sweating. The guy says, calm down. Don't sweat. They'll smell you.
Yeah. So they smell him and then it kind of, you know, we get a lot of shots of the ground essentially, mm-hmm, again, and they're running, trying to get out of there. And I do like that camera shot that like, he goes back right as the camera, like, well, they flash. Because the guy is, like, shooting that light cannon at him, mm-hmm, or whatever. So we kind of see that they're, like, right on their toes, essentially.
Yeah.
Or heels, I guess I should, mm-hmm, say, because they're running away. And then, that camera, that view that we get from the camera when the troll picks him up, and I assume tears him in half. I don't know what happened, but we don't see body parts or anything, but it makes, mm-hmm, a cracking, ripping sound, I guess.
And the guy's not screaming.
And the guy stops screaming, yeah. So the camera falls and breaks, and that's the end of that. And they have to get a new camera person, who is that lady. And then they ask her if she's Christian, and she's Muslim. And they go back, and they're like, I think that's okay. And then they ask the guy, and they're like, does Muslim work? And he's like, I honestly have no idea.
We'll find out.
But I guess we'll find out. Oh, man, because trolls, I guess we should have explained this, trolls can smell hate the smell of Christians. Yeah. Like their sweat and their blood, mm-hmm. I guess they can smell them.
Yeah,
and it like enrages them. It's like
they want to kill
like
them.
It's like evil
and eat
catnip.
Them.
Yeah.
Yeah, because on the second troll, he's got a big old bucket. And he goes, I've got a Christian guy's blood here. Where do you get that blood?
Then he just dumps it on the bridge, and the troll comes out and up to the top of the bridge. Yeah. Pretty funny. Do you have more to share, or are you just...
Just listening.
This is your pick for the movie.
I know.
What did you think about it, anyway?
I really liked it. I didn't like the ending.
Yeah. Why not?
I didn't like the fact that all of a sudden you've got this guy who doesn't like these kids. All of a sudden they're... I mean, I guess it's a government conspiracy. It's a, you know, cover up and all that stuff. But I just, I don't know.
You wanted to see him get away with it and expose the government?
Not necessarily. I wanted to see something better than all of a sudden they're up on the road and trying to flag down a truck. And then all of a sudden it's like, they were never seen again. Well, that trucker was stopping. Like, was the trucker never seen again? Yeah. I don't know. I just thought it was just abruptly just ended.
Yeah.
That's
where the footage ends.
Kind of not. Because then they have the prime minister talking about it.
Yeah.
But that's not, footage from them. That's like...
Yeah, yeah, but it gets out. But I like the very end. That guy is sitting next to him. What?
Yeah.
Well, that's the guy who's like covering it up.
Yeah.
He gets a shock.
The prime
face.
Minister basically admits that. Basically,
the
whole thing
is
they
trolls.
Have. Yeah. The whole thing is that Norway has this giant like electrical grid that goes in a circle.
Yeah.
And it's fencing. It's electrical fencing to keep in
these biggest ones.
Monster trolls. Mm-hmm. And they're like 200 feet tall. And, one of them knocks down the power lines and gets out, essentially, mm-hmm. and has rabies, so he spreads it to, like, all these other trolls. And that's what our guy is doing. He's trying to figure out why all these trolls are, like, leaving their habitats acting irrationally, yeah. So,
and it's because they got rabies, right?
Yeah.
Because that one's, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because that big giant one has rabies.
Yeah.
Well, the only one they know for sure had rabies... is that one that was under the bridge, because that's the only one they got the blood sample from.
Well, he says the other ones are acting irrational, too.
Yeah, they all are, but I'm just saying that's the only one that is, like, confirmed.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
So, but, yeah, they basically all have it because that big giant one supposedly has it.
Yeah.
So, anyway, the prime minister is talking about it, and they're at, like, some... conference where they're talking about their electrical grid, and they're like, well, what does Norway need all this extra electricity? And he's like, well, Norway has trolls, so. And the guy's face, he like
snaps to him.
Yeah, he like his whole head just like snaps to the left, like to look at this guy like, you're letting the cat out of the bag, bro. Pretty funny. But yeah, the big giant troll at the end, I think the reveal for that is awesome, how it's like way off in the distance.
Yeah.
And comes like closer and closer. And how he gets that one is he just plays like that Christian music.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Just to get it to like be all mad and follow him. I like that final showdown too, how he's like on the truck with like the light and he's like shining it up at him and stuff.
Yeah.
That was really cool. Anyway, he essentially goes off into the distance to like take care of this troll, and I assume he dies, right?
No.
Oh, he lived through that at the end.
Hmm. Yeah. You see, it shows him walking back with his little gun to his truck.
Oh yeah, that's right.
And that's when the government truck shows up.
Yeah,
and then they go running. So we don't know if maybe the government kills him for outing him.
Yeah, maybe.
His I boss, know I would.
His boss sure seemed upset. That's for sure. All right. Well, should we pause this and then go and see what the deal is?
Sure.
All right. All right. So we just went on our little break.
You're not recording.
Thomas went to the bathroom. I'm recording on here, just not in here.
Oh, okay.
I was going to wait for him to finish.
Because if I hit record on here, it starts like a brand new recording. Whereas like on here, it just picks up.
Slice them together.
Anyway, we just went upstairs and watched the movie.
We watched one part.
Well, yeah, we're not going to rewatch the whole film. I know, but in another happened in the part of the movie we watched?
He said he was bitten.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he did.
The part that we just watched?
Yeah.
You are a bold-faced liar, Thomas. That is not what happened.
I guess all of our listeners are going to have to go watch it to find out.
Yep.
I'm right. All those Wikipedia people out there are wrong. Thomas and Zach are wrong. I'm right. The expert in the movie, the troll hunter, the guy they hire to kill all the trolls in Norway, calls Thomas's wound a scratch. He calls it a scratch.
Well,
you're telling me he can't tell the difference between a bite and a scratch? I think if anyone could tell, it would be that guy.
I'm going to tell you this. I am Thomas, and I was bitten by a troll. No, in another part, though, they do say bitten.
Yes.
I don't believe so. I didn't see it, and have not yet seen it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying.
Both me and him did see
it. Innocent until proven guilty. You guys would have to prove me wrong.
Well, I didn't want to sit there through the whole thing again. Also, you did fall asleep a couple times in the movie. You probably missed it.
But I've seen that movie a ton of times. Easily at least 10 times. It's
true. You actually fell asleep and I didn't.
Look, I've seen that movie at least 10 times. It's a scratch. You guys can as much as you want. You watched the whole thing and you were wrong. I didn't need to watch the whole thing. I was right.
You watched one part of it.
Later it is clarified as a scratch, but I guarantee...
No, that's like right after it happened. He clarifies it as a scratch.
There's a part... I know there's a part where he clarifies it as a bite. Someone says he was bitten, and then it was later clarified as a scratch.
It's true.
I don't think so. So... they initially call it a scratch. Then someone says he was bitten, and then they clarify it as a scratch. Is that what you're saying?
No, I think at first they say he was bitten. Like something bit me. Something bit me. What was that? So I think it was before in the woods where he says something bit me. So I don't know what happened. But
the troll, even if that did happen, the troll hunter guy says it's a scratch.
Yes, and then it was later clarified as a scratch.
So it is a scratch.
We don't know.
I will give that to you, yes. But I'm saying... But I'm saying that earlier...
Zach, thank you.
Earlier, it was said that he was bitten.
That's what we
didn't go back and watch that part.
See, exactly, we watched your part. Not our part.
Okay, whatever. Either way, I'm right. I'm right either way. Even if he did say something bit me,
but
the guy tells him that's a scratch. And you have to think about this from just... a biological standpoint. Like, that thing is, what, 30 feet tall? How's that thing going to bite that little guy?
Maybe it was one of the heads, the other heads that aren't as big.
They're not real heads. Yeah. They don't have any function.
They have just a mouth. They're screaming?
Yeah, they were screaming.
I don't think they were.
It shows them with their mouth open going...
Maybe they just look like the mouth is open. Like, that's just what they look like all the time.
Also, the troll screams are pretty sweet. I like
Patrol screams are sweet.
Yeah.
It's even sweeter that I was right.
I said that he was bitten. Someone says in the show he's bitten.
Well, we didn't see that.
We didn't
see it. And even if somebody does say it, the expert says it's a scratch.
I said I remembered him being bitten. That's what they say in the movie.
But you don't see it. So all
you don't see him get scratched either, so...
Right, the expert in the movie says it's a scratch. He diagnoses it. If you go to the doctor and the doctor's like, oh yeah, you have a scratch, then are you going to say, no, it was a bite? I didn't see what happened.
Yeah. I'm going to tell him it's a cut.
Whatever. I was right.
So were we.
Yeah.
We're all right.
I said they say bit in the movie.
You would have to show me the proof. Nobody says that, as far as I'm concerned.
Thomas says he was bitten.
No, some jerk off on the internet wrote that. That doesn't mean that's what happened.
He's running through. He goes, I got bit.
No, he does not. He doesn't say that. They don't even know where he is, and then he pops up all of a sudden. He doesn't run around saying that he was bitten. I know that doesn't happen. And I didn't doze off until way after that had taken place in the movie. Because that's early.
You don't even know, fool.
I do know. I know I was awake through all of that part. I was awake long enough to be like, oh, that was a scratch? Rabies, you'd think they would have had him bite him, but I guess it was just a scratch.
Flaw in the movie, then.
No, it's not a flaw. That's what I'm saying, is that troll is so large, if it bit him, it would have tore his arm clean off, because it's on his shoulder, right?
Norwegians are really strong.
There's no way he's getting his arm back. Not that Norwegian. Maybe the guy who's hunting the trolls. A wimp named Tomas in the movie. He couldn't handle a troll bite. He barely handled the scratch.
He survived, didn't he?
It was the troll rabies that kept him alive that he got from his scratch. Oh, man. All right, anything else you guys got to add about this movie?
It's a good movie.
I would recommend it to anyone. Yes. You guys should all watch it and then let us know if at some point somebody says that Tomas was bitten, because I don't think it happens.
It happens.
But you could write us and let us know.
Yes.
Write us on Instagram at Excellent Movie Adventures, or send us an email at excellentmovieadventures@gmail.com, or on Twitter at Excellent Movie Pod. And then that's it.
Yep. And if you want to throw your hat into the ring with the people who are right about stuff, you can follow me at Pix Adventures at both of those places, Twitter and Instagram.
Why do you say it like that?
I don't know.
Instagrammer.
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 And you can follow Zach. Where can they follow you, Zach?
Z Van Beegum. That's where.
And all of those same places.
Yes.
Yep.
But yeah, watch Troll Hunter because it rocks.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Also, I thought the credits song at the end was pretty cool.
Yeah, there really wasn't a whole lot of music throughout this. Mm-mm. It was kind of fun.
Yeah, I don't think there was really any, but that's probably because it's like
documentary
style or whatever. Mm-hmm. But then during the credits, we get some music, so
yep.
Whatever. Anyways, I guess that's it for us.
Yep. Bye.
Ciao.
See you later.
Excellent!